You're listening to 1050ESPN.com.
The Giants' defense has been battered by injuries all season long, including one to a starting corner and two to free agents that received $67 million in contracts during the offseason. Yet somehow, seven games in, they're still ranked number one in the NFL. To that, they owe a debt of gratitude to the replacement players, guys who have stepped up into starting roles and played like they belong. Nobody has done that better through seven games than cornerback Terrell Thomas, who has stepped in for the injured Aaron Ross and might have played well enough to make the Giants think twice about giving Ross his job back when, or if, he returns. Thomas has been part of a secondary that has had some shaky moments lately, and he's had his up and down moments as well, but for the most part he's been very, very good, and considering the team's hardly thrown in the direction of Corey Webster, the Giants' other corner anymore, he's been a big part of why the Giants' pass defense is ranked second in the league. I sat down with Thomas in the Big Blue Spotlight this week and talked to him about his new life as an NFL starter, about the mood of the Giants after their unexpected two-game losing streak, and about the challenge they face when they resume their NFC East schedule with the game down in Philadelphia on Sunday afternoon.
Terrell, we'll start with this. Your team, obviously, all year long has been playing without some key players on defense, but you guys have held up pretty well. How difficult is that to be without so many key guys, Aaron Ross, Chris Canty, Michael Boley for a little while?
It's very difficult because, you know, every three of them were, you know, were sometimes starters in this defense. So, you know, that's a big drop-off. And, you know, most teams, you know, it'll be a difference in playing styles and the outcome of games or the way the defense has been playing, but I think we did a great job with our backups and everybody just stepping in and really doing a good job in them roles. And I think that with anybody in our defense, somebody went down, we always have somebody that can step up and, you know, replace them.
You're one of those guys, obviously, that had to step in. Do you feel now like kind of an established starter, or do you wonder what would happen when Aaron Ross comes back?
I do feel like an established starter. You know, the whole offseason I've told everybody I'm preparing to, you know, become a starter. You know, I always want to be the best. I prepared to start. Unfortunately, Aaron suffered an injury, and, you know, it worked out that way. And, you know, so it went hand in hand. So until he comes back, and when he comes back, I'm still going to play to be the starter, practice to be the starter, and act like the starter.
How do you feel the defense has done, specifically last week, but obviously the New Orleans game you guys weren't happy with? Mm-hmm. It was a better performance against the Cardinals, but still, I would imagine, not exactly what you guys want.
We got a lot of room to work. You know, we got some things we got to fix on. We do some good things, but we definitely got a lot of work to do, and we got a lot to show. You know, we're a better defense than we've been playing since week one, and I think once we get everybody healthy and once we start feeling, you know, everybody getting healthy and feeling each other out, we'll definitely start making a lot more plays out there because we got some people that can play.
This team in general obviously got up to a hot start, 5-0. The last 2 weeks haven't been what you expected. Mm-hmm. What's the mood around the locker room? Is there any sense of panic or worry at all after two losses?
I would say maybe after a little bit of New Orleans, but once we watch the tape, we just seen that they out executed us. But after the Arizona game, you know, it was just a bad game. You know, defense played solid. Offense, you know, they struggled, and special teams, you know, struggled a little bit. And when you're not on phase, you know, three times like that, that's going to happen. You know, New Orleans, our special teams played outstanding. Offense, we're clicking, but the defense, we couldn't give them a chance to, you know, keep it going. So, you know, as a team, you got to play all three phases, and I think once we get that going for ourselves, we'll be just fine.
Trying to rebound this week against the Philadelphia Eagles. They're a team that they played the same kind of schedule you guys had, which, you know, weren't necessarily the greatest teams in the league. They've been a little bit up and down. Do you still see them as a big threat, or maybe the biggest threat to you guys in the NFC East?
Anytime you get the Giants, the Eagles are always a threat. You know, I mean, they're going to come ready to play. It's going to be a physical matchup. We had some tough games against them last year, and obviously we're not happy about that playoff loss they gave us. So there's no revenge out there. You know, this is week 8 in the NFL. We got to go out and play, but this is a big NFC East game right here.
Not so much revenge. I know that's kind of overblown,
right,
sometimes,
exactly.
But, you know, they obviously did a number on you guys the last two games of the year, or the last two times they played you last year. Do you worry that, you know, there's some momentum there, that they kind of feel like they've got your number a little bit?
Not at all. This is a whole new year. It's a clean slate. You start all over, a whole new team, personnel change, and, you know, we're looking forward to the matchup. We'll see after this week, you know, how it goes, but, you know, I guarantee it'll definitely be a tough physical game on both teams, on both parties, from both teams.
How different are they if Brian Westbrook can't play?
They're a little bit limited. You know, he's a very explosive back, Pro Bowl back. The rookies, you know, a little bit He's a good running back, but you know he's not Brian Westbrook. He doesn't know the offense in and out. Honestly, I don't think they trust him as much as they do Brian. So obviously, when you take somebody out like Brian Westbrook, you know it changes the offense a little bit. But you know they've still been clicking. They came out with a victory against Washington on Monday night with McCoy back there.
Last question for you. The schedule obviously does not get any easier for this team. San Diego, Atlanta, so many good teams have to come in and face you. How important is it to stop this losing streak before it gets too out of hand?
We got to stop it now. I think especially for our confidence and just as a message around the NFL. And you know what? Every team's going to think they can beat us and so on. We're not worried about that. But week in and week out, we got to prepare for every team. And I think the Saints, we did it and we realized, we came up. We had a real good week of practice against the Cardinals. Actually played pretty well, but the game comes out like that. We're a little bit short on the end, and that happens. This is the NFL. Teams are going to beat you, so we just got to stick to the game plan, keep working hard, and go week by week, and I think we'll be just fine.
Terrell, thank you very much. Good luck on Sunday.
All right, thank you.
That's Giants cornerback Terrell Thomas in the Big Blue Spotlight, and I'm Ralph Facciano covering the Giants for 1050 ESPN and ESPN.com.